Let's speak now to the Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Social Democrats TD for North Kildare, Catherine Murphy. She's in our Oireachtas studio this lunchtime. Catherine Murphy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Are you clear why there is a delay until February of next year?
Well, I think it's very clear that there aren't sufficient workers on site. We're 40% shy of the number. We were told 1,150 people are on site, and it's 40% below what's needed. And, you know, it's very difficult to know whether or not February is realistic. But even going through some of the details with the board, we know there's 5,560 rooms, 60 of those are fully complete, and 1,600 are a good way towards completion, but there's 4,000 that require quite a bit of work between now and February, and I wouldn't be optimistic with 40% below the needed workforce that you're going to get to February. So I mean, they couldn't give us a conclusive answer today, because all they got from the contractor was the date as opposed to the material that shows how you get the work done between now and February. So this February is not a guarantee.
So when will the first patients be seen?
Well, once the project is finished and handed over, there's then 6 months, an estimated 6 months timeline for Children's Health Ireland for the completion of some of the internal, you know, running. It would be things like moving beds in and making sure other things work. So it's a commissioning 6 months is estimated. So if there's slippage on the February date and you start moving into the winter, it's much more difficult for the Children's Health Ireland to move patients in the winter. So you could easily see it going into the following year. And that is absolutely outrageous for the children that actually require this hospital. You just quoted, you know, this would, short of an asteroid, this would be completed by 2020. And here we are 5 or 6 years later without guarantees, you know.
Yeah, well, there wasn't an asteroid in 2020, but there was a pandemic. If it's going to be delayed even further, and it sounds like you think it will be, how much do you think it's going to cost then?
Well, we weren't given a guarantee. I asked for a guarantee on that, and we were told that a guarantee couldn't be given. There's still claims coming in. I mean, there's no doubt the Hospital Development Board is working to dispute a lot of those claims. There's some issues that still have to be resolved in the courts. Until the courts make determinations on those things, it's very difficult to know what the ultimate cost will be. So on the two things that the public really need to know is, when will it open and what will it cost? We can't definitively say either of those what the answer is, which is completely unsatisfactory, and like, it's infuriating really. And like, looking at things like, what are the levers that could be used, for example, in terms of the, you know, the material that the contractor has to provide the Hospital Development Board to determine whether this can be completed by February. This is the material relation to a substantial completion. We've been here before, and it was months before before that was provided, and it was only when they were threatened with withholding payment that material came on board. I couldn't understand today why we hadn't moved quicker towards applying that now, in terms of the slippage. You know, at this stage, that, you know, there has to be some penalty that will, you know, really, you know, put the skids on this developer to get this project over the line, because we can't keep on having delays and cost overruns.
What lessons do you think can be learned from the building of this hospital for the next big infrastructure health project, for example, the building of the National Paternity Hospital?
Well, I raised that issue myself. I just asked, given the you know, the issues that that arose on this, would there be would it be possible, for example, that the same contractor could tender and receive a contract for the National Maternity Hospital? And I was told, yes, that is possible. Like, performance on a previous project doesn't actually come into play when you're talking
about. Are you laying all the blame here on the part of the contractor? What about the argument, as we heard from Fergal Bowers there, that the design wasn't that there wasn't enough of a clear design to put to the contractors, and they're entitled to make claims when changes keep being made.
Yes, I completely accept that this is the spec on this left it wide open to make claims because there were changes.
23,000.
Yes, some of those were fairly minor changes. I don't know how many of them, like they went through some detail in terms of the kind of changes that were made. This was always going to be a difficult site. We know that the two-stage process has added hugely to the problems here and to the cost of the hospital. But not having sufficient staff on site has been a problem right from the word go, and it has added to the timeline, it has added to the costs, and surely, surely that has to be something that's taken into consideration when you're looking at the next project, is getting some guarantees on having an adequate number of people on site to complete a project within a timeline.
Catherine Murphy in our Oireachtas studio, Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you very much for speaking with us.